We look at the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in continuing with our daily segments. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was a loving man who was sincerely concerned about the well-being of people. And he would always ask how the Muslims were doing and would try to gain insight on their problems. He'd inquire about those who were not present, those who had returned from traveling, and about the sick. Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah, is narrated from Musa ibn Talha, who said that, I saw Uthman ibn Affan on the minbar asking the people about the news and the prices. Ibn Sa'd, as narrated in the At-Tabaqat, says, I saw Sayyidina Uthman going out on a Friday wearing two yellow garments. He sat on the pulpit and the Mu'adhinin announced the Adhan while he was discussing nothing people about their travels and they would come back and those were sick. He was always concerned about the people's affairs and their needs, and he designated an allowance for the state treasury for every newborn child. And Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said that, I'd witnessed an era of Sayyidina Uthman where every Muslim had a right to something from Allah's wealth, meaning from the state treasury. And he also was concerned about the development of people, that he delegated tasks to different employees by taking into account their level of skill and whether or not they would be able to perform the job. And accordingly, he would assign different types of work to people according to their specialities. And this was practiced by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rightly guided Khalifs, and it continued into the era of Sayyidina Uthman, that professions and tasks were assigned to the Muslims according to their specialities. Sayyidina Uthman's superiority in doing this job became clear when he looked for at the judicial and the financial and ministerial establishments, as well as the way he ruled. And when we look at that, and when we analyze how he operated in this, we find that he had a special eye to identify talent. And he encouraged the efficiency of people, and that they should benefit from their abilities and specialities, and they should build on that. And this trait became apparent in Sayyidina Uthman when he recognized the efficiency of Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit and appointed him in a committee to compile the Quran in a single edition. And this is part of what a leader needs to have, that as a leader, you need to be able to identify the talents in people. You need to be able to harness and hone in the talents of people and then channel their talents in different avenues, and in that way benefit from the talents that people have. And this was an outstanding quality that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had.